All right, welcome back, listeners. Today we're going to be talking about the USDA loans. This is going to be a fairly short section, but it has a lot of important information in it, and you may be tested on things like the ratios, so it's important to know this stuff. So the USDA loans are also known as Section 502 loans, and they have some certain requirements. So these are loans that are based on where they are in the country. The USDA has designated these areas that are rural. I think it's around 35,000 people in population make it rural, although I'm not sure how that works with counties, because if it's rural enough, you're probably already out in the county. So they also have an interactive map on their website, so for people looking to see if they're eligible or not, that's a great resource for that. So these people cannot have an income eligibility. So this has income eligibility. So you cannot exceed 115% of the median household income, and that is completely based on the location. So you may qualify for one area, but you may not qualify for another area. They also want that this is your primary residence and that you are a United States citizen. This is for promoting more rural living and agriculture. You can do this on, this is funded by the Department of Agriculture. You can rebuild, you can renovate, relocate a home, or purchase and prepare sites for agriculture. This is 100% financing, and the ratios for this are 29 and 41. You'll definitely want to remember that, because say they give you a problem where it says, so this person makes, you know, $3,000 a month, and they have $800 in bills, like car payments and stuff like that. And then they ask you to do the math for the ratios, and then they say USDA ratios. It's really important to know that the ratios are 29 and 41. There is no prepayment penalty, and the late fee is 4% of the PNI of the loan. You cannot do the 4% on the PITI. It's only on the PNI, so principal and interest, not taxes and insurance. And that way for the USDA loans, FHA and VA, that it's a percentage of the PNI, not the PITI. That's really important to know. And there's no PMI on these, because it is 100% financing, so why would you need that? So these are great for people whose income qualify and they want to go live in a rural area. It's just kind of fun to go explore that map and see what kind of areas you could potentially get into. Some of the areas are areas that people just don't want to live in, and that's all right. This loan is great for some people. It's awesome for some people because it allows them to become homeowners and landowners without putting that much down. And maybe if their income is lower and they do qualify within that 115%, they are able to own land, allowing them to make money off of it if they have any kind of skill with farming. So just remember, this is a Section 502. It is government insured. The ratios are 29-41. You have an income eligibility that can't exceed 115%, and the late fee is 4% of the PNI. So those are just some important points to remember for the test.